For you, I have to raise this.
Should we look at the camera?
Huh?
Should we look at the camera?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you stay in the area, it's fine. If you go walking all over the place.
Not
at all. Torah Way, Northwest London. Tuesday, Yud Tes Tammuz, 29th of June. Harav Eli Goldstein Schlitter, Finding the Lomdus in Fridges.
Good morning. This morning, I want to talk, as the topic said, Finding the Lomdus in Fridges. But first, I want to just be mukdim on the Beis Halevi, which is negated to the 3 weeks, which will lead us into this the Lomdus in Fridges. We know that we're holding by Zman of Bein HaMitzorim, and we know the famous Gemara Maseches Nedarim and Bava Metzia tells us the reason, one of the reasons for the Churban Beis HaMikdash was, the Gemara goes through, the Pasuk says, Mi'o'ish ha'chachem v'yov nezois v'ashet dibeh pi Hashem elov yagidam amoha ovdo ha'aretz. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, says, the Chachomim couldn't work out, the Nevi'im couldn't work out, they were asking the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, they couldn't work out, what's the reason there was Churban? Churban Beis HaMikdash was coming. And the Pasuk says they had to ask Hashem. And Hashem's response was, Ozom Terosi, because they forsook the Torah. Now the question was, if they must have been doing very badly, because if you're doing something which leads to Churban Beis HaMikdash, you must be doing something very bad. So how could it be the Chachomim of the generation, the Nevi'im of the generation, couldn't chat what was going wrong? And the Gemara explains, and the Mefarshim explain, it's because it wasn't something which was totally but external things that the Klal Yisrael were doing. Externally, Klal Yisrael were doing very well. But internally, something was going wrong. And explains the Pasuk, Ozom es Tirosi. What does that mean? So explains the Beis Halevi. They were doing the right thing. They were doing, going around, they were learning Torah, and they were doing Derech Eretz, they were working. And the Gemara, famous Gemara Bracha says, Haba also could be Shmuel. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Haning Bohem, meaning Derech Eretz, you're meant to go out and work. Haba also, many Taka did, but also beyond, and it worked, you're meant to do that. But the Chesorim was, yes, they were learning, but they were Mesiach Das from Torah. It explains the Beis Halevi, what does that mean? We find the word Shmira is used by Truma, and similarly it's used by Torah. We find, when you have something like Chulin, Kol Zman, you don't find that it's Tomei, you can assume it's Torah. Doesn't become, as long as Kozma, I know it's not Tommy, it's Tor. Unless I get told it's became Tommy, it's Tor. When it comes to Truma, there's a din Shmira. There's a din that if you're Mesiach Das from Truma, it becomes Tommy. Hesach Das makes Truma. Similarly by Torah. The Torah uses the word Shmira by Torah. Shumat is Brisi. There's a din Shmira by Torah. There's a din if you're Mesiach Das from Torah, so you lose Torah. Therefore, explains the Beis Halevi, the problem was not something external. You couldn't see, they were davening, they were learning as Karagil. But they were Mesiach Das from Torah. When they stopped learning to go work, they forgot about the Torah, weren't thinking about going back to work. And explains the Beis Halevi, you can still not be Mesiach. How do you not be Mesiach Das? Even when you're at the workplace, or when you're just walking around, you can still be thinking in Torah. You can still be thinking, is this Gezel? Is this an Issoi? No. You can still be thinking in Torah. But they were takabi Mesiach Das from Torah, and therefore that was the Chesaron, that was Ozmus Terosi. And he says, at the end, it could be B'derech Chidud, B'derech, a bit Chassidish, that when the Gemara ends off, what was the problem? Shlo Boch V'Torah B'Tchila. So what's Peshat in that Gemara? So it explains that Beis Halevi like this. We know the Rosh asks the Kashan Mesechus Brachos. We find every time you go in the sukkah, if you leave, you have to make a new leishiv. Because there was a hefsek, there was hesek hadas. You go in 5 times a day and you come out every single time, make a new bracha. Why, when it comes to Torah, do you not make a new birchas Torah? We make one birchas Torah in the morning and we don't make a new bracha. What's Peshat? Explains the Rosh that when you start learning, yes, you leave learning, but you never Mesiach Das, because you always intend to come back. Explains the Beis Halevi, what's the chesaron here? Ashlo b'ochu b'torah b'tchila. Avada, they made the bracha at the beginning of the day. Oh, but they left Torah and they Mesiach Das and they needed the bracha. And we normally don't need the bracha because we're not Mesiach Das. But they were Mesiach Das. That was also Mesiach Terosi, and therefore we required the new bracha. So, we're holding by time of Bein HaMitzorim. If we can work out a way that we will not be Mesiach Das from Torah, maybe that could be a tikkun. Now, it's a very difficult task to try and not be Mesiach Das from Torah. if you know, we suggested, let's say you have to, the daf you learned this morning or the homage you learned this morning, to walk down the street and, you know, go through the Shakva Tara. It's a very geschmack thing, but it's very, very hard. You get distracted. You know, you're eating lunch, to tell you to think the Shakva Tara, it's very hard. In fact, even when you're driving, it's my, I tried once to do it, almost end up crashing. It's like I have like a hobby. I like Hilchos Eruvin. And every time I see a Suras HaPesach, I get very excited. But the problem is, if you're driving at 30 miles an hour and you see a Suras HaPesach, you try to check the Chol Elyon, and you try to check, then it's quite dangerous. I had some bad episodes. So what can we do to not be Maseach Das from Torah? So we're going to get to my topic in a moment. I once heard an Eitzah from one of my Rebbeim. He said like this. Like I said, it's very hard to, let's say, to go through Mishnah. It's a tack of seeing the person. I've seen on Shabbos, the person walking from Golders Green, I know where he lives, and he's walking through, and then I see him muttering. Muzani is saying Mishnah. And that's a very hard level to get to. But the Eitzah which my Rebbe gave was like this. You're sitting in a dentist chair, and you're looking up in space, you can't do anything. So how can you use this time to not be Maseach Das Torah? How can you use this time to be Kasher to Torah? Just go through your day. You wake up and think, what can I do? Now, I can't touch anything. I have to do Tizidayim. I have to do Negevasa. What's the reason for Negevasa? Got a Rosh, a Rajba. Is it because of Briah Chadosha? Is it because of Avodah? There's Ruach Tum, and that's why I have to do it 3 times. And you just go through, and each person has their own Madrego, what he knows. When I put my shoes on, which left, right, shoelace, if I'm left-hand, right-handed, when I go into the toilet and I do tis a dime there, does it work, or has it got a dim bis a kisse? You can go through your whole day and be thinking in Torah terms, and through that you're not Maseach from Torah, and you have that mind of being Mekash yourself in Torah. So today I want to discuss a place and show how we can still be thinking in Torah, be handling the Torah, but like in a very relaxed way, not suggesting that we need to be doing Shakva Taras. So the topic today is fridges. The person sitting in his kitchen is having his coffee in the morning. He either could space out or he could look at his fridge and try and think about Torah. So let's try and work out a few shilas that we can think about in Torah, and then we'll get to the Ikka topic. First shilas is like this. Shabbos, we know we have a fridge. If you've got a light inside, and when you open the door, the light comes on. So the first shilas you can clear is the following. We know, generally, if you have electricity, which has a filament, if it's a filament bulb, or something with chola, or a heating element, which heats up, which glows, gets red, hot, so that's mavi. That's issa deraisa, no shaila. Shaila is if you have electricity where there's no chola, there's no heating element, let's say, for example, a fan, or LED light, there's no chola there, there's no element which is getting hot. So that's zichr not gmi mavi. The shaila is, what is it? Is it Issa Deraisa? There's the Chasanish, which says it's Boiner, maybe it's Makan Patish. Is it Issa Deraisa? Or maybe it's Darabonim, maybe just Uvta Duchom, Issa Darabonim. Nafkemina, can I ask a Goy to open it on Shabbos? I have it in Mitzias where I forgot to take out the bulb before Shabbos. I'm ignoring the motor, that business. We're just talking about the light in the moment, not digital screens, just the light. I forgot to detach it or put the magnet in. So if it's deraisa, to ask the goy, because it'd be very hard, because it's one derabonon, amir la'akum is one derabonon. If it's a derabonon, so now the electricity is one derabonon, and amir la'akum is another derabonon, shvus to shvus l'soich mitzvah, let's say for Sudu Shabbos, you can be mekel. So that's one shayla you can ask. Another interesting shayla is a misasik shayla, let's explain. I come down Shabbos morning, early, had 4 hours sleep, and I want to learn the daf, and I'm exhausted. But I just remember now, we haven't yet detached the light before Shabbos. I'm desperate for coffee, and I need to have a coffee with milk. Now, obviously I can't do anything, because I know the light's on, and at best it's going to be a derabonon. Pashtus, I can't open it. But I see, an hour later, I'm falling asleep learning, and I'm mumbling that coffee, and my sister, my brother, my son comes downstairs. And they're about to go open the fridge. Now, they don't know that the thing's not unplugged. They assume it's karagil, that it's not going to do any issa. There's no turn the light on. I know that he's about to turn the light on. Oh, but he's misasik. Can I watch him open the door? And fantastic, I'm going to take my milk out, have a coffee. Because I know the light's going to turn. He doesn't know. Maybe it's misasik, and therefore there's no problem. What's misasik? Now, we'll take the classic case of the Gemara, and then we'll try and make it a bit more modern. The classic case of the Gemara is, I put my hand in a patch, a ruga, and I think the thing is tolish. I think it's detached from the ground. Or I try to get this thing which is detached, and I end up getting something which is attached to the ground. And thereby pick one, and I think I'm doing a hagbor. I think I'm just picking up, and I end up doing a tlisha from the karka, which is obviously one of the melochas, tolish. That's called misasik. I was completely unaware of Issa. I thought I was just doing a hagbor, and I end up doing charisha, tlisha, sorry. That's misasik, and the Gemara says misasik is potter. Now, the shaila is, the Gemara says is potter, misasik is potter, but is there Issa still by the mensch? When he does something which is misasik, is there an Issa? Another example. It's Rishus HaRabim. And I know this person's got something in his pocket. He's got something in his pocket, I don't know, he's got a sweet in his pocket, and he's completely unaware. He's going to walk in a Rishus HaRabim. By him, it's Misasik. He's completely unaware of Issa. Do I need to tell him or not? So, that's a Shaila. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says it could be there's an Issa Deraisa, which is attached by Misasik. We'll not go maybe in the Shia for another time. That's the second Shaila. So, first Shaila is, what exactly am I doing? Am I doing Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabbonon? We'll come back to that soon. Second is Misasik. He doesn't know, my friend doesn't know, my sibling doesn't know. Can I let him go open it? Now, third shayla, which we're going to discuss a bit more today, and it's going to be ikka topic, is the following case. If I'm a supuk, whether or not the light bulb has been taken out. So you have different cases. One case, you had a crazy Friday afternoon, and you know the kids were going crazy, you're in a rush, and you get to Shabbos, and you can't remember whether or not, you normally do take the light bulb out, or you put the magnet in, but you're not sure if you did or not. Now, that's called a sophic persigration. Or let's say another example, you're using someone's house or flat for Shabbos, and you're not sure whether or not he would have set it up so that the fridge light won't turn on. That's a sophic, therefore it's called a sophic persigration. What is the din in that case? Am I allowed to open it and say, I don't know it's going to turn on, maybe it's Dov Shem Miskaven? Oh no, it's a sophic persigration, and therefore it's worse. And we're going to come to explain these terms in a moment. So I just want to go through. I'm going to go through mamash from the beginning to try and make sure the gedolim are clear. I actually had an argument this morning after shackles with someone. I told him, they asked me what I'm speaking about, so I told him this case, and he said, that's poshut. Obviously, it's Dovashim Sky, why can't I open it? So I saw that I had mamash have to make sure to read his claw or the gedolim, so we don't have any problems down the line. So I'm sorry if everyone knows these, you said this already. We have a cloud of Dovashim Sky. And that klal Dovashim Miskaven is Negea to Shabbos and Kola Torah Kula. We'll give two examples. And we'll measure it. Dovashim Miskaven means, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing a Maisa Mutter. I'm trying to do a Maisa Mutter. Let's say, for example, we know a Nozir is obviously, he's not allowed to shave his head. Can he be Choyfev as Roshah? Can he wash his hair? Now, what's the problem? He's doing a Dova Mutter. Now, there's potential that with that Dova Mutter, an Osa thing, a Dova Osa may happen. Meaning, he's rubbing his head, washing his hair. That's Dova Mutter. There's a chance that a Dova Osa may or may not happen. When he's doing the Chafifus HaRosh, he may pull out some hairs. And that is an Issa by the Nozir. That's called the Dova Shem Miskaven. I'm doing Dova Mutter, and Agav, a Dova Osa may or may not happen. Dova Osa. That is subject to Machlokes. Famous machlokes with Shimon Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is Mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care if you had kavon or not. And Rabbi Shimon holds, no, if you didn't have kavon, you're not responsible for that act. You're not considered, the Nozir is not considered that he was toilish his hair. He's doing chafifa. So that's going to be mutter. That's in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's also in the game Shabbos. On Shabbos, the classic place, Shabbos Chav Tesla base. Giris kisses sasa or mitta, that you're dragging a bench. A person wants to take a bench from place A to place B, and he's oisik in dovo muta, and he has no intention for the bench to make a groove in the ground. And it may make a groove when you move it. So he's oisik in dovo muta, and a dovo also may or may not happen. That's called dovo shem miskaven. And again, we have machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda is machmeh. That's Dovah Shem Miskaven. I'm doing Dovah Muta, and the Dovah also may or may not happen at the same time. That's a case of Dovah Shem Miskaven. Then, Second stage. We have something called Psik Resha. Psik Resha, which again I'm sure the ulama know what it is, but let's just explain it. Classic case. We know that there's an Issa, Hishoma Benega Saras, you're not allowed to remove Saras to avoid the Tyra process. So what happens if you have a Nega, B'mokum Mila? The child needs Mila, and there's a Saras there. So what's going to happen when you do the Mila? It's Mukhruch that you're going to be Koitzis the Beheres. That's called B'sik Resha. B'sik Resha means to say, I'm being oisig in Dova Mutta. I'm trying to do the Dova Mutta, and it's Mukhruch that Dova Osul thing will happen at the same time. So over here, I'm doing Mila, I'm trying to mal, it's Dova Mutta. It's Mukhruch that the Beheres will be taken off. That's called B'sik Resha. On that, Reb Shimon is Mechayev. Says Reb Shimon, in that case, though I hold Dova Shimiskavin, you're Potter, oh, but when it comes to P'sik Resha, when it's for sure going to happen, you have. Let's take a case for Shabbos. Classic case. Now, there are other factors, but we're just going to try and ignore those factors. Classic case is you're walking down the street. Well, let's go alleyway. We're talking about alleyway. And there's one of these lights that turn on when you walk. I'm doing a Dova Mutter. I'm walking Halicha, completely Mutter. But it's Mukh, the light's going to turn on. That's obviously Issa, Halokas, Haneh, Havora. Well, it depends on the light, but I'm doing an Issa, Issa Melacha. That is Psik Resha. I'm doing a Dova Mutter, and it's Mukhuch that Dova Osu, Dova Issa will happen. That's Psik Resha, and there Reb Shimon is Taka Mechayev.
We had no Kavonah.
He had no Kavonah. Oh, he had no
Kavonah. He had no Kavonah.
He didn't know. So I haven't got to it. Let's say we take on the word, he knew. That's called Psik Resha. Now, I just want to share with you Reb Chanan, which will have two nafkaminas, and then we're going to get back to Sofa Psik Resha, our case. So we've explained Dov Shem Miskavim, we've explained Psik Resha. Now we've got a Chakir Reb Chanan to come explain what's Peshat in Reb Shimon. Shimon holds normally Dov Shem Miskavim, you're Potter, he's Mekel. But when it comes to Psik Resha, if it's for sure going to happen, we said, no, you're Chayv. What's Peshat? Why? What happened to the head of Dov Shem Miskavim? I still wasn't Mechavim. I was walking down the street, I wasn't trying to make the light turn on, but it turned on. What's the din in that case? So, Reb Shimon is Mechayev. What's the reason? What happened to the head of Reb Shimon Miskavim? So says Reb Chanan, two stodim. First side is, maybe it's like this. Reb Shimon Miskavim is, I'm trying to dover mutter, I'm trying to be goy the safsal. A charit in the ground, which is charisha, may or may not happen. I didn't intend for that. And it had nothing to do with me. It happened because of me. But it's not what I'm doing, because I didn't intend for it to happen. Therefore, I'm going to be potter. Oh, but Dov Shem is, but if it's Psik Resha, how do you tell me you didn't intend, you didn't want to that? You knew it was going to happen. You did the Mila, and you knew the Beheres is coming off. You can't tell me you didn't want it to happen. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to do the Mila, and Mamele, the Beheres is coming off. That you had Kavanah. That's one side. So Dov Shem is Kavan helps you, it's Mutter. But Psik Resha, you can't tell me you're not Mechavan, it's Dov Shem Mechavan. That's one side. The second side is, no. Why you not Mechavan? The Ikka thing, I'm trying to do Mila. Oh, but the normal patur is, what are you doing? By a greater safsal. I'm just dragging the bench. That's all I'm doing. There's also what's happening, a harish in the ground. But I'm not doing a maisa harisha. But if it's mukhruch, if it has to happen, the dova osa, with the dova mutter, so that's what you're doing. If I'm doing mila, I'm doing kitzis beheres. It's all one thing. That's what you're doing. So I don't care if you doing, that's what you're doing. There's nothing to discuss there. Memela, that's why you have Psik Resha. Dov Shem Miskavim, like I say, you're doing a Maisa Gerera, you're not doing a Maisa Osa. Here, the Maisa Mutter and Maisa Osa come together, it's all one. So there's nothing to discuss, that's what you're doing. Nafkamina. So there's a famous machloikas when it comes to Psik Resha Deloy Nichole. What's Psik Resha Deloy Nichole? Psik Resha Deloy Nichole means to say, I don't or not interested in the Melacha happening. Let's take the two cases we spoke about, by Mila and by the light turning on when I'm walking. By Mila, if I'm not the father of the child, it makes no difference to me if the child avoids the Tyra process or not. And that's the Issa, to avoid the Tyra process, Ketzitzis Beheres. Memela, that's called the Psik Resha Deloy Nichole. It's for sure going to happen, the Ketzitzis Beheres, but lo echbatli. Case by walking down, let's say, I'm walking on Shabbos and the light's going to come on. It's lo nichole, let's say it's bright. Or I'm walking down a very well lit road with lights in the street. I don't need no chbatli. It makes an absolute difference to me whether the light comes on or not. That's called Psik Resha Deloy Nichole. So let's go back to our two stodim. And this is from Reb Chanan. He's stressed initially. If we say pshat is, the reason why I'm mechayev by pesik reisha is, Doshi Miskamen says, I wasn't mechayev for Issa. But if it's pesik reisha, you can't tell me you weren't mechayev. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to be koitz beheres. If it's lo nichole li, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not the father of the moil. I don't care if there's light here. So then how can you tell me I was mechayev? It makes no difference to me whether this light comes on. This is not what I want. And therefore, pesik reisha de lo nichole, according to that we mutter. That's takol the orachot. However, if you say pshat is, in psig reisha is, that normally we say Dorshim Schaven, I'm doing a Maisa Mutta. And the Maisa also just happened, it's not what I'm doing. But if, however, it's Mukhruch that way, then we said, that's what you're doing. The Maisa also is together with the Maisa Mutta. So then, lo nichole, what difference does it make to me if you're happy about it or you're not happy about it? The Maisa, you did the Mila. You're doing the Ketiz Beharis, and that's all one thing, and therefore you should be Chav. So that's one Nafkimina. Psig reisha de lo nichole, we are Nafkimina to these two Stodim. Another nafkamina is sofik persecution. This is what our case is. I'm unsure whether or not the light is attached or the magnet is being put in before Shabbos. So the Velt like to say this as a nafkamina between these two stodim. Let's take another case. Let's say I have a box and I saw bees flowing. Now, obviously there's an issa seder, albeit derabbanan, because bees are not. Wasps, not something which ain't a minu nitzoid, but there's obviously it's a seder of trapping, and I see wasps flying. Now I'm not sure whether or not they left. Now Allah said they left, so I can close the box in Baya. Oh, but if they didn't leave, so when I close it, then there's a mamash and issa of seder. So that's a classic case of sofik persegration. There's a shayla when I close it, is there bees inside? If there's bees inside, that's sofik persegration. So let's go back to our two stodim. If we say that the reason why Rabshim is Mechayev by Pesik Reisha is because we say that's what your Kavona was, you can't tell me you weren't Mechaven to do cut after Beheres. You can't tell me that you weren't by Nozir if you combs the hair. You can't tell me you weren't trying to detach your hair. That's part and parcel of what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So if it's Sofok, so you can't tell me I opened the fridge door, you have Kavona to turn the light on. You've got no idea the light's going to turn on. You're talking about super. Oh, but if you say that's if, however, you say that no, that the mice, the reason why Pesik Reisha is chayv is because the mice that you are doing is the mice osa, and therefore whether you're mecham for it doesn't make a difference because that's what you're doing. So yes, you don't know whether or not there's bees in this box, and you don't know whether the fridge light is on. But the mice, you're doing a mice psik of the delis. And you're closing the box. You're doing a ma'isa osa. Al asad that there are bees in there or the light's on. That avad is going to be a problem. So that would be another nafkamina. So we said so far, there's something called dovashem miskavim. When I'm trying to do a mut and agav dova osa happens. There's something called psik reisha when the dova osa will definitely happen. I'm trying to do a muta be'etzim, but dova osa zikr will happen. And we said a chakira. Is psik reisha chayv because that's what you're trying to do, even the dova osa? And therefore, if it's lo nichole, I'll be potter, I'll be mutter. If it's sofik, you can't tell me that's what I'm trying to do because I didn't know about it. Or is it no? We're not looking at your kavan anymore. We're looking at what you're doing. That's what you're doing. If the mitzvah also has to happen, that's what you're doing. So therefore, if it's lo nichole, it won't make a difference. Or at least there will be some sort of is there. And sofik, so just because you are mesupik, it won't help. Now, the mitzvah, there is a taz. And the Taz is Mechadish, that Sofik Pesik Reisha is taka going to be equivalent to Tovashem Miskavim, which sounds like potentially could be, when you look into it more, it'll be different. But Pashas is, looks like the Taz learns that it's taka a case that Sofik Pesik Reisha, he says Tovashem Miskavim, looks like he's looking at the Kavonasad, that he wasn't Mechavim, he had no idea. In the same way, when I drag the bench, I don't know whether the Kharis will happen. Also here, I don't know if the light will come on, I don't know if the bees in the box. So what's the case of the Taz? Taz, like we said, was fell in, and I'm not sure if they left. He says, in sort of the dark thing, you don't need to be careful to make sure they've all left, because as long as it's only a Sofok, and he adds, also it's a Sofok, because when you open the box, wasps, the nature of wasps, they'll fly out. So therefore, it's a Sofok whether or not I'll be able to get hold of any of them, and therefore it's a Sofok if I'm going to do Seder. That's a Sofok with Segresha, and therefore you're going to be Potter or Mutter, because we take a hold of Reb Shimon and Dov Shem Miskavim. So the Taz, it's Bechadish, we hold the Psov Misiration, says the Taz, is Mutter. Another case, what happens if you have a pot, a goy's pot, and there's a fire underneath. Now, the goy's not around, and can I stoke the fire underneath the pot? What's the shaila? It could be that there's bliyas of cholov, a boss of cholov in this pot. So, because maybe he's cooked, goy's not, obviously, cooks boss of cholov. If I stoke the fire, I'm doing havora, but at the same time, I'm also doing bishop boss of cholov. And that's a sofik, another case, sofik besegwesha. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, according to this task, itaka would be mutter. So that's the task. Now we don't have time. We don't have time now, unfortunately, to go into this very interesting Ba'alocha. He's got a big kasha, and then he's got a siyua, a raya for this task. My says, you got the task. Just to say, the other side, there is, they bring a graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, which seems to be not so clear about the heta. It could be sod pesigresha is exactly the same as every other pesigresha. Just the fact that you didn't know about it won't make any difference. It is pesigresha. And Sataka Shmuel Shabbos Pechosa writes, Yesh Mokum Lahokul, Yesh Machmim Bedova. Yesh Mokum Lahokul, and they bring the horrors. It's an interesting svara from Shem Zan Orbach. He says that perhaps, yes, you got sod pesigresha, but maybe we should really mind me the fridge al chaskosa. The cheskas, or the chazok of the fridge, is the lights on. Until I'm told otherwise. Chazaka, I assume nothing's changed. So maybe I have to be machmeh here, because I have to assume. No, I see he writes on top, Shmuel Shabbos Chosa, Yesh Mokum Lahachmeh, and so Lahakov, Yesh Machmeh Medova. And I just want to add, there's Orcha Shabbos, very interesting story for Orcha Shabbos, which comes out that he's going to be machmeh in the end. There's another Shaila, which we didn't discuss. When I open the door, is it so poshut, when the light comes on, is it so poshut, Pesik Grisha? What's Pesik Grisha? I'm doing Dova Mutta, and the Dova, and Dova also comes Agav. Psigresh is, it's Mukhr that Dova Agav is going to come. Dova also will come. Says the Ocher Shabbos, quoting from Shozan Orbach and Rabbi Yashiv, maybe the fridge is much worse. The fridge, the whole way, the only way to turn this light on in the fridge is I did the Psicha of the Delis. It's like you're pressing a button. You can't say Psigresh when you press a button. I'm trying to, this is the way, this is the open how you turn the light on. And therefore, it's much worse than the regular case of psigresha. Psigresha means I'm doing Dova Osa, and Agav Dova Osa is Mukhu, what happened. This is what you're doing. This is how you turn the light on. And therefore, it's going to be much worse. It's Mamash, you're doing a Dova Osa. And therefore, Taka, it's going to be much, much worse. And you don't have psigresha, and therefore, you're going to have to be Machme, according to, if you go with that Svar. Just to finish off, where we started, just again, we discussed Dova Shem Skaven. What exactly is the reason why Reb Shim is yes mechaya when it comes to pesigresha? And then we spoke about soft pesigresha, which in the Geir, it's many different cases. One case we spoke about was by the fridge. Just want to finish off because we start off with the Beis Halevi, the Maseich Tasim Torah. There's a very interesting Maram Okum, and I'm going to rush through. In the Chokmas Adam, Rav Am Danzig, so he claims he was a balabos. Now, I'm not sure we really understand what a balabos means. Obviously, Chokmas Adam, Chai Adam, Nishas Adam, Moshe Bruch, Chavetz Chaim quotes him. So, you know, I don't know if we can call it, if only I was the shoe of this balabos. Yeah. So he writes in this Akdoma. He's writing out that people weren't so happy. He's writing Sefer. You know, what's happening here? You're a balabos. Who says you're allowed to write for him? And he writes in his Hakdoma that I know that people are complaining about me, and they say, "How can you know anything? Teros amain emas nasis. When was this Torah learned?" He's been doing work for 15 years, and he goes through that there was a gezerah. His father received a gezerah that he has to go out and work, and he's gonna have to work. Oh, but he says, "I was never misyach das from Torah. Even when I went down to the shuk, I was always handling in a shaila and a kushya. I was going through the daf. I was always holding by it." And he says a very interesting thought. The Chazal say, if an Isha, Nebuch, is married and she doesn't want to have children for 10 years, after 10 years, she won't have children. If, however, a woman wanted to have children, she was married, she wanted to get married, and Nebuch, she couldn't get married. Even though 10 years passed when she wasn't married, didn't have children, she can still have children after. What's the chiluk? Because she had shuka to have children. She still has that koyach halida. Says Rav Am Danzig in Hakdoma, that if a person... He's osik in asokim. He's not learning. But he has a teshuka for Torah. He doesn't give up. He's not mesiach das from Torah. So then he doesn't lose the koyach for Torah. And that's what he says. That's why I'm. He says at the end, I'm not telling to show off. I'm doing it because hopefully somebody will learn from me. So this is just a nice way to end off with showing that right this place Alevi that yes we have to go work, but to try and not be mesiach das Torah, that's very hard. And we're suggesting Malach to try and think. If you're just learning Hilchos Sukkah, to work out, you know, where you're sitting, could I make it? Is there a dofen akuma? Could I make it into a sukkah? If you learn the hilchos sitzes, to look at your beged and work out, is it dalei kamfos? Is it not? You can handle many different yonim, light lomdos, and if we can do that, and Hashem, we would not be meseyaf tasim toyer, and Hashem would be zoicher, that we won't have tishba meseyaf, and we'll be zoicher to the binyan beis hamikdash. Amen.
The mounted coyote.